Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the approval of tonight's agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
Mr. Chairman, there are a couple of corrections. The original agenda was revised on December 17th of 2014 to include old business items number 11504 and 11476, and was revised again on December 22nd, 2014 to include the minutes and findings of fact of November 3rd, 2014 and to note the re-advertised case number 11513. The case number 11513 has been re-advertised for February 2nd of 2015, so it will not be heard this evening. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. Are there any other additions or corrections at this time?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we take case number 11,476 and move it to the front of the agenda because of the ability to discuss this case before we get into the other areas of the meeting tonight.
Okay. Do we have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards that we move case number 11,476 to our first case from old business. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, next, we'll have the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts of our November the 3rd, 2014 meeting.
So moved.
Okay, have a second to that motion.
I second that motion.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts again of our November the 3rd, 2014 meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant or any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record is held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed in our old business are considered after all the new public hearings, and your advice may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. Okay, then our first case will be under old business, and it's case number 11,476. It's Donald E. and Karen A. Radcliffe special use exception for a recovery home. So I'll open the floor up for discussion. I'll start with, I guess you, Mr. Richardson.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I have studied this case. Of course, we've got a lot of documentation by both sides of the table that discussed how it was being, how shall I say, adversely affecting the neighborhood. Now, but upon some of the testimony, I've decided that on my end of it, I have looked into what the law states and what we're looking for as a special use exception. And as I go through and look at some of the testimony by the opposition, I'm not seeing where any proof has been presented to me on this board that that it will affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties. We've heard testimony that there's been beer cans in the back of in the woods. There's been a woman supposedly at the residence itself. That also that they've been walking the streets at night. And this is hearsay. I mean, you can't say that, to me, you can't say that these are the persons from the home that are throwing the beer cans back there. There has been no police reports by the opposition showing us that the law enforcement has been there at any time. So with all those things, I think it's just something where I think there's fear. People get concerned about these recovery homes, and I think it's a fear that is not substantiated. And also the fact that it's been there a year and a half. They testify they've been there a year and a half. The dog's been out of the yard for a year and a half, and no one's complained. All of a sudden it's come up when someone started to complain after a year and a half. So I think planning and zoning must have been called and complained, and that's normally the way it goes. And someone out and checked it and found out it was right. Now you're going to go to the board. You're going to need an adjustment to do something like that through a special use exception. And again, I just think that that's, and besides that, this is a protected class. As the law states that the handicap and disability, that it comes under a disability, in my mind, in reading the law, that's exactly what it refers to. And this is what that home is attempting to do, is to give these people a home to get some help and to bring them back into society as good citizens. So based on those two, statements that I've just made, I feel there's no reason why I would not approve this application. That's all I have to say.
All right. Mr. Workman?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I believe Mr. Workman was not here during that initial one, so
yep.
You should not participate in
that. Mr. Chairman, I'm just getting ready to tell you that.
No, all righty. Let's go with you, Mr. Mills.
Well, I will say I did find it curious that the opposition was a small coalition of, it seemed like, new neighbors led by one long-term resident. And further curious that there wasn't representation from people that had been there for a long time in opposition. I, like Mr. Rickard, I didn't see where, although there were, you know, we did hear testimony about the beer cans and the smell of weed, as it were. and so forth. It wasn't as they could prove that it was coming from this home, as there were other entities in close proximity that may have attributed to that. And you know, we didn't. I think the burden would have been on the opposition to at least bring forth some harder evidence or facts. You know, police. There was no police reports. There was nothing that would suggest that there were problems from this home as it had existed. So. I'm not sure that the opposition had a very strong argument.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mills. Mr. Utz?
I'm inclined also to agree with the previous gentleman. The not too many cases do we have for a special use exception of this type that has already operated in the neighborhood for a while. There are concerns, and rightfully so, but I don't know that some of the things that have happened in the neighborhood have happened for the reason of this recovery home being there and not some other, as Mr. Mills called, other entities in the neighborhood. So I would be inclined also to agree that to approve the special use exception. But I also would be inclined to support restrictions, as in how many people would be able to live in the home.
Thank you, Mr. Hudson. And I'm going to have to, I'll concur with the previous statements that have been made by Mr. Rickard as well as by Mr. Mills. I had asked for some supporting documentation. Again, we had heard about the police report. They had nothing to support that with, and there also was about their property values, and again, there was no documentation. And again, I feel that the opposition did not present a strong enough case for me. Again, all we kept hearing about was the, the beer cans, and then as it come to find out there's other entities in that area, again, as we've heard, that could contribute to that. So I was inclined to invoke for the special use exception also, feeling that there was not a strong enough case to convince me otherwise. So that having been, gentlemen, and said, if there's no further discussion, then Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,476. For the special use for a recovery home of 6 male patients total. That's the maximum. Special use exception, and I feel the special use exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
And just Mr. Rickard, that's the 6 is because that's what they've asked for?
That's correct.
That's correct.
The maximum.
Yep, that's the maximum.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,476 for 6 males as what they asked for. Again, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,476 is approved. Excuse me. Now we go back to regular business, Mr.